Dictation for Tyrone Crankfield. T like Tom, Y-R-O-N-E, C-R-A-N-K-F-I-E-L-D, Jr. Date of birth is 3/13/1982. Date of accident 10/17/2020. Date of visit is 5/10/2022. Mr. Presenting Illness, Mr. Tyrone Crankfield is a victim of an automobile accident. The accident occurred on 10/17/2020. In this accident, he T-boned another car on the passenger side. In this accident, patient was driver restrained, but he injured his head and his car was completely totaled. The patient also had associated symptoms of ringing in the ear, loss of balance, disorientation, blood vision, spots in the vision. The MRI of the brain was found to be negative. In addition, patient also suffered from pain in the lower back mainly, with radiation to the right leg posteriorly and laterally, as well as to the left buttock posteriorly, and in addition, pain in the right shoulder was reported, with difficult time lifting the arm. Also reported a numbness and tingling of the fourth and fifth toe in the right foot. He also had a fracture of the shin many years ago, but now this is not bothering him. Pain levels are from 5 to 9 depending on the day. And now the neck area and upper back area is 6, mid back area is 6, lower back is 8 to 9. A report that his right shoulder has completely gone better and it's not bothering him so much. He can do up to 180 degrees of abduction, and the physical therapy is helping him. Patient reports 40% improvement in his symptoms overall since the time of accident. In the ADLs are affected as follows. The walking ability is affected 10, sleep is affected 9, general activity and enjoyment of life are affected 8, the mood and work is affected 6. In the system review, patient report that he is suffering from headaches, which are 9, and mostly they are frontal and they are not diminished yet. They are associated with dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, loss of balance, and anxiety, depression, panic. He also has PTSD and panic, and some confusion and disorientation is reported as well. The patient reports that he's suffering from lower back stiffness and lower back pain. Along with this, he suffers from mid-back, upper back pain, neck pain. It associated with numbness and tingling of the right leg, laterally mostly, and some pain in the ankle and foot on the right side with difficulty walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, causes the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is a frequency of urination. However, there is no incontinence of the urine, painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports little change in the pain level. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is none. In the substance abuse, patient reports no substance abuse. In the compliance plan, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. And physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 149 over 100, pulse is 82, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination comes from the previous visit, which is dated 4/5/2022, dictation number is 0409-099 and 0409-100. Kindly use the general review and the musculoskeletal examination only, and that is all is needed. Thank you. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is as follows. I continue the patient on the medications, which are as follows. The patient will continue on a Celebrex 200 mg daily. For anti-inflammatory, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief and headaches. Isoniazid 4 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Lunesta, 30 tablets, 1 milligram at night for sleep. Voltaren gel for topical pain relief. Lidocaine 10 patch for topical pain relief. Patients provided with Tramadol, 100 milligram twice a day for pain relief. PRN, gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day for nerve pain, headaches, and radiculopathy. Furoscid, 60 tablets, 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief. Two refills are provided in addition. The patient seems to be stable, and the maps have been reviewed, and the previous labs have been reviewed. The patient is found to be in compliance. New labs have been ordered. The MRIs are reviewed. The patient has a herniated disc at L5-S1, 21 millimeter right paracentral disc herniation, and cushions symmetrically on the right abdominal space. The patient has been advised that since he has had the physical therapy and chiropractic for such a long time, it's not bringing relief. It's time to get that done. LESI, cortisone steroid injections to bring further relief. The patient will continue to see neuropsych evaluation. An MRI of the cervical spine was ordered, but it has not been done. And we need to still continue ordering that. He had an MRI from Affiliated Diagnostics dated 11/25/2020, and I will just trust that in MRI, but I do not have the cervical MRI. Thank you.